Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Baby, if you've ever wondered whatever became of me, I'm living on the air in Cincinnati. Cincinnati, WKRP. Cincinnati.
Okay, no, you're not. You're at republicbroadcasting.org, and this is the Republic of Texas radio show, and I'm in Texas. And, well, good morning. It is, man, what day is it? It's January the 22nd. Well, that's a crazy day, and I've got a lot to, well, going on this morning, and we've got a lot of technical problems, and there's Doc's cuckoo clock. You don't have mute on all those clocks there, do you, Doc? No, I don't think you do.
Yeah, I got it. I'm having a little technical headaches today.
I know. That's okay, man. Always loved your clocks. Anyways, well, today we're going to be talking, well, about a lot of stuff, but the main focus is going to be on the Trump stuff and, you know, how the world is saved, how the world is in chaos, how the world is. Do we really know? I don't know. We're going to have to figure it out. Let's bring on the crew and let's just hit this thing up to speed. Hey, we got Issa Hodge joining us for the entire 2 hours, so let's bring him on first. Hey, Issa, are you there?
I am. Good morning, everybody. How is everybody doing this morning?
Well, I'm cold, and Dave's frustrated.
And I'm cold in Texas. Good morning, Dave. Your cuckoo clock's over there is going a little crazy.
Well, no, don't take it personal. It does that when it thinks are cuckoo.
I thought it was like some warning system, you know, when a Muslim was coming into the room, you know.
No, it thinks all people are a little cuckoo. It's all right.
Oh, okay. All right. So it just goes off anytime anybody other than you comes around. All right. That's good.
So would that be relatively accurate, Dave, since most people are a little bit sideways?
Yeah. Everybody's a little cuckoo. That some hide it better than others.
But the cuckoo clock knows. Hey, Alan, are you there?
Yeah, I am. I'm stuck inside here. I've got angry deer outside holding a, you know, a Trump is not my president signs and everything out here. Apparently, at some point in time, Hillary promised them all free corn, and they all want free corn.
Oh man, I guess you have a little bit of a microcosm out there of people needing. Well, I guess you're the government, no?
I am the government on my property here, well, as much as it can be mine.
Well, you assign people to go kill them, and you assign, what, you give them corn, and you give them a place to live, and whatnot. I don't know. It's good. How are you this? Is it cold out there?
Yeah, it's awful windy here. I was expecting some of them tornadoes to touch down around here the way it's going.
Yeah, it's crazy. Okay, so to get this ball rolling, we'll start on the Trump. So here's the thing, guys. Everybody was, like, looking forward to this February 20th to see what the heck is happening to the corporate United States of America, because this guy named Trump got elected to the office, and, you know, everybody's going, it's going to be great. Oh, it's the end of the world, and we don't know exactly what's going to do. And he made a ton of promises, statements at the very least, and these guys over at the American Free Press put together something, and, you know, yesterday, or not yesterday, it feels like yesterday, somebody gave me a call out of the blue. Hey, Jerry, are you out there listening? How are you, man? I'm waving at you. Anyways, he brought over a paper for us to take a look at, and I said, well, sure, let's trump it. And it's from the American Free Press, and it's a little copy of, I believe they put out a paper thing, because I went over to the AmericanFreePress.net, and it seemed to be behind some kind of a paywall, so I just, you know, well, just sent it on to you guys. Well, it's curious because the author outlines a whole bunch of things that the president, well, now he's the president, right, that he's going to do in the first 100 days. And we're going to go through that or not go through that or just talk about it or do something. But the next 100 days are fascinating. I know that there's one of the corporate media companies, which one was that? The Foxers. They've actually created a show called The First 100 Days, and I'm sure I will not watch that. It's just not worth it. Anyways, let's jump into it. Let me see. A, B, C, D, D, U, O. Let's go with Doc to try to get his head off of his technical difficulties. What did you think about that little thingy I sent you?
Well, it had everything in there that he pretty much talked about in his inaugural speech, which I don't think I've ever listened to many of them until the other day. I think he said the kind of things that you need to hear if you want to make this country good again. Whether they can all be done or not, I don't know. And I think for all the protesters that I heard, every time they interviewed one of them, it sounded like he's going to take away our free stuff, and it's like killing Santa Claus, so we don't like him. But I really think if everybody just holds up a little bit and give him a chance, we'll see if he brings this country back together.
Yeah, I know you're the optimist, but...
You're right. I'm the eternal optimist. I watched the Alamo with John Wayne over the weekend, and I was hoping we'd win.
What was that, Alan? What were you thinking?
Yeah, every interview I saw with people on the street, they really seemed to have no idea why they were there, except for that there was this guy named Trump that for some reason they were supposed to not like, and they couldn't really give a valid reason why they were there. I don't know. It was pretty insane to me.
Hey,
for someone like me that sits on the outside, well, actually in between these leftists and conservatives, these Republicans and Democrats, it's laughable to me. Because I listen to conservatives scratching their heads, just, bewildered at the behavior of these leftists. And I'm thinking, y'all did the same thing. You didn't riot. You didn't picket. But you said he was the Antichrist. You said he was bringing Muslims and we're going to take over. And Sharia was going to take over with Obama in office. It was the end of the world. It was the end of everything. And the only thing that happened, and in my opinion, that's exactly what's going to happen with Trump, is that corporations got wealthier, wars got expanded, the powers of the executive branch got expanded. I mean, none of the things the conservatives were concerned about with Obama actually happened. And just like none of the things the leftists are concerned with, Trump is going to happen other than what corporations want them to do.
Didn't he expand wars? I mean, I remember he's a little bit... Go on, Obama.
Oh, yes, that's what I said he did.
Oh, okay.
He expanded wars. He expanded wars for profiteer reasons, not because we actually need security.
Right, definitely. I mean, it feels like we keep revisiting the same thing. Did you listen to the inaugural message? Didn't that seem to... What did you think about it, if you did?
No, I watched it, and I'm sorry, but I, since the first term of Clinton, have lost all faith in the Republicans and the Democratic parties and whatever puppets that they put up in front of me. So it just seemed like I'm looking at a orange version of Obama, because when you read his promises, these are all things that need to happen. These are all things that would actually begin to change. When I saw term limits, Ron Paul was talking about this long ago. So some of the things they talked about, of course I like, but it goes against the oligarchy's plan of control. I mean, it completely beats it.
Sure, I see that too. I see, and I'm the pessimist, right? And so I love the speech. I wish he'd follow through with doing, most of those things. But I don't see that in his cabinet. I see a lot of What was that, Alan? I don't see it. Does that mean anything? Or is your world falling apart? Okay, moving on. But I just don't see it. I saw that he made a little bit of a flash where he took down, you know, the global warming stuff, and that's really good for me, but that didn't really even do anything. He allegedly, and this is the hard part, Isa, you know, as a constitutionalist, I think that there was a reason that there was supposedly one body of people that create a law and then, you know, say that that law or is going to be just and the president to sign off on it. Yet we've been going crazy with these signing statements for, well, generations of presidents now. And so they can come in. And what I think a lot of the whatever they call them, snowflakes, were out there complaining about was the fact that all those executive orders can all just be wiped away. And mm-hmm. so we have, like, you know, and anything that Trump does, all they have to do is, you know, get back in and wipe that board away. And we've got, I don't know. It's a mess.
Well, you know, the thing that frustrates me the most, I'm going to be completely honest with you, is because we have had a clear opportunity to see the, you know, to see behind the curtain. To see the man behind the curtain over these last 8 years. And what irritates me is you look at these demonstrations, these leftist liberals and progressives, okay, out there just, I mean, hitting the streets. You know, you got factions of them rioting, you got factions of them getting violent with police, but the vast majority of them are crying and mascaras running and, you know, and they've got the butt hurt going on, all right?
Right, but so you got all this said going on. The girls don't wear mascara. It's only the guys.
That's who I was talking about, actually.
Oh, okay, so, good.
Yeah. So, anyways, you got them out here doing all this stuff. Where were you for 8 years? This is the frustrating thing for me. I mean, we look at the legacy. I know we're supposed to be talking about Trump, but I feel you cannot. Yes, you cannot talk about the future of Trump without at least touching on the legacy of Obama, because what he brought is what the leftists are afraid of, the power that he brought to the executive branch in his administration, brought to the executive branch that's got the leftists, you know, literally, you know, peeing in their pants here. And I do mean literally, peeing in their pants.
Right.
The fact is, you have this man who, in the last 2 years of his term, dropped over 50,000 bombs on 7 different countries. Yet, I didn't see any leftist out there, or any progressives, or any Democrats saying anything. Almost as if the bombs from a Democrat are somehow more humane than the bombs of Republican.
And see, herein lies my problem with this whole, you know, even if Trump was actually a real player with real, you know, what's the word, with a real intent to change all these things, he's going up against a lying corporate media system that has all these drones programmed, literally program. They don't understand the fact that the problem what we're having currently, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, Isa, because I believe we're on the same page. The problem that we're having with all these refugees is the fact that we've been bombing the hell out of them for a long time and then telling them to go someplace to get away from all this havoc. So we created the problem. Now we're sitting there telling them to leave their country, Syria, wherever. But it's not just refugees. I remember a previous conversation that you were telling us that, you know, in Tunisia, whenever the Arab Spring went down, they let all these prisoners go. And so all the prisoners started into the general population, and then those guys move around creating havoc too. Mm-hmm. And I mean, they created this whole situation. So the snowflakes are kind of doing the whole, well, yeah, they're attacking us and they're immigrating, but you're bombing them, you're killing them.
Right.
Is that how you see it?
Well, I mean, I do. I listen to these trumpets, and you know, and the you know, and Trump has really honed in with his campaign message and now presidential message of, you know, anti-immigration for a slew of reasons. But yet, you know that he's not telling the truth, because on the Mexican illegal alien problem, he's not actually talking about the sources of why there are illegal aliens. There'd be no illegal aliens if there weren't corporations hiring them. And he doesn't say this stuff in his speeches. But then, and you know that he's lying about really trying to fix the immigration, if the Trumpets would actually pay attention on the Syrian, Afghan, Iraqi, Sudan, Somalia, Pakistan, Yemen, I mean, Libya, just to name the countries that he has been actively bombing and killing people in and terrorizing. Not Trump, but Obama, and now Trump, I guess, since it's still going on.
Can you expand on that? Are they still attacking? Did they?
Yeah, there was just some bombs last night that just went off in Yemen. So yeah, they're still actively bombing while these women hit the streets all over the world by the millions. Yet none of them bothered to get out when Obama bombed a wedding party, killed the wife to be, the mother-in-law, the mother, you know, all these other women. None of them got out when they executed in Saudi the woman because she stopped being Muslim. No, the women in the world didn't march for those things while Saudi got the humanitarian seat at the UN. They didn't march those. Okay. But because Trump likes to grab them by the, they'll march for that.
Yeah, well, I guess
I got sidetracked there. But anyway, so you know that Trump is not really being honest with the illegal alien aspect of the refugees, because he's not also mentioning the other half of the problem, which is what you just said, Steve, that we created them.
And so that's in order Mexico. For us to.
No. Well, that too, yes.
They're both the same. They're both right, the same.
Well, exactly. But that's what I'm saying. If the Trumpets and people that follow Trump would actually look at it, he's only stating one side of the problem of why we have illegal Mexicans coming in. And he only states one side of why we have, refugee crisis coming in. He's not talking about the flip side of the coin and how he's going to fix that side. You see what I'm saying? So it's not a real solution to the problem. It is only bread and circus.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Now, there you go. I mean, we have that discussion. You know, why don't you take a second there, Alan? What are your thoughts?
I agree with that. You know, it's the way I look at it is the long-term, never-ending play continues. You know, the different lines are given depending on what the voting shows that the American public wants. And they're put in, and there are written lines that sound good and fluffy, and the play goes on.
And we have that discussion, Esau, all the time on this show, where at least this discussion is relatively new, about 6 months. And we say that, well, Trump is a great play, and this time they had great screenwriters to put him into play. And, you know, they got a great show. They keep Hollywood keeps getting better, and then we like to go to Dave. And hey, Dave, what do you usually say?
Well, I agree that he hasn't said or did a lot yet. But come on, guys, I don't even think he changed the sheets yet. He just got in office on a Friday afternoon, and I honestly believe, in all fairness, no matter who's in there, we've got to give them a little bit of time and see if they do anything that they promised. Now, it's very true. If you don't stop corporations from bringing in cheap labor, then you're, no matter how high of a wall you build, people are going to come here. Mm-hmm. And every country has the right to decide who comes and who goes. So that's okay. But it's hard to tell. And as Issa said, he hasn't talked much about the corporations. But I got a feeling that he's going to have to, or talking about the other side of the coin is not ever going to work.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't, the wall, right, is the same as the immigration issue or immigration. I don't know what the heck that is. They're all immigrants are coming up through Bob. It's like, whoa. Now, do we know anything about, have we been advertising to push these guys into our narrow? Is that just a grassroots thing that they've been marching up, you know, leaving Syria and wherever the heck they're leaving? Coming to all sorts of places, and they find themselves in hostile territory too. I'm sure there's multiple types or facets of persons leaving their country because we blew it up. But then that's the wall issue again. Hold on. That's the music. We'll be right back. Got a short segment coming up. We'll be here for 2 hours. 1-800-313-9443. You're more than welcome to call in and let's talk about it.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds.
Okay, we're back. Well, since we've got this little Trump's first 100 days piece of paper, we might as well like play off of it a little bit. And we'll go on and we'll expand upon a lot of the issues. First thing that the American Free Press says that Trump says that he's going to do is propose constitutional amendments to put term limits on Congress. Yeah, good luck. Don't know that they're going to agree to that. They kind of make a lot of money. Threw them really quick, at least a few of them. Second, he's going to do a hiring freeze. Check this out, on all federal employees and reduce the workforce, right? And the rest of them, he's going to get rid of them through attrition. Maybe he should send them a hell of a lot of donuts or something like that to get them fat and make them want to quit. Whether they already are, forget it. Then he's going to have a requirement that every new federal regulation to need to be eliminated. Dude, hey, Issa, this is all pie in the sky, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, because you think about this. You're asking people to vote away their very careers. You know, to vote away, you know, the food that's going to go in their mouths. I mean, this is more than pie in the sky. I mean, this is 72 virgins is what this is right here.
Pure fiction. Yeah.
Pure Pure fiction.
It's kind of like, yeah, I don't know. I have no words, so I'll go on. Fourth, a 5-year ban on White House congressional officials becoming lobbyists after
now something that's possible. That is actually something I think that would be possible. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, think about it. You make junior congressman makes around $200,000 a year if they get on a board. If they get on a board, but if they're not on some board or whatever, then they're around $180,000, $160,000 somewhere around there a year. They got free health care, free travel. They got all of this stuff, right? So, I mean, if you look at the benefits that they have, not to mention the fact that they do make contacts with business and things of this nature. 5 years waiting till they can get into a lobbyist job, I mean, it's nothing.
The next one on five, they've got a lifetime ban on White House officials lobbying on behalf of foreign governments. And that's a total different thing.
AIPAC will never allow that to happen. AIPAC will never allow that to happen.
It would be a sonomy. Anything, Doc? What are your thoughts?
Well, yeah, some of these things are going to be really difficult. But you know what? We saw with Obama that even when he didn't get his way, he did an executive order and he got his way. He preached that he couldn't change immigration because it was a congressional thing, and then he wrote an order anyway. So it's really hard to say what's going to happen. One good thing that I like about all this mess is there's a lot of generals who worked their way up through a lot of conflicts, and I'm hoping they realize how horrible all that was and that they're very, very reluctant to continue anything like that. And if they do get involved, it will be like General Patton, get it over with and be done with it. Don't keep losing lives and dragging all this stuff out. So a lot of these things on his top 100 days are going to just depend on how many times he has to grab the pen, because I don't think all those Republicans they couldn't spell conservative if they had to.
You know, this is a perfect time to just, you know, stop the little first 100-day thing and move on. I was going to talk about Mexico and the actual cause of the immigration. We could think about that, but let's just talk about all these dang wars. See, in 1990, our economy here in the United States was, well, crap, literal crap. And I tried to get into the U.S. Army, and I was sitting there looking at the U.S. Army at the time, and I'm kind of like going, wow, they don't really have to fight. And I just go in there and I get, you know, college stuff, and I can get some money and, you know, just run around and do this and that. And we haven't had wars for a long, long time. And of course, we had little tiny skirmishes. But that all changed in 91, and we started attacking. And a lot of that, was based on lies. And we've continued to go down this road of lies. And so we did create a instability in the Middle East, but that instability was really created by the British back when they, well, put lines there. Anyways, man, I hate those short segments. Remember, guys, 800-313-9443. Your voice matters, too. Well, yeah, it does. Republic of Texas Radio.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Welcome back. Republic of Texas Radio. We talk about Texas independence and the world around us. And we have been, you know, sticking on the world around us for a little bit. We'll be getting back into Texas independence just here in a few moments. Well, not today, but maybe today. Who knows? But we have Hodge on the line, and we're going through 100 days of Trump. And it's kind of fascinating, and we do owe this to the world to have this conversation. And I want to tell y'all right now, in public, I am not a good prognosticator. Totally am not. I was on Issa's show last year, and that's what's your website again there, Issa?
It is www.wakeupinmerica.com.
Yeah, and I was sitting there telling you on your show that we're going to have Hillary Clinton as president.
Yeah. God,
I really believe that. You know?
I cannot believe that I lost that bet to my co-host, Cal. The show is called A Muslim and a Catholic Wake Up in America. And my co-host, Cal, bet me that Trump would win, even though he didn't want Trump to win, but he didn't want Hillary to win either. And all signs pointed to political suicide with everything that he said. And it's funny that you brought that up, because I wrote an article for the day after it for Mint Press News. And it was basically me saying I've been wrong for 15 months, but I now know why I was wrong for 15 months. And it boils down to that very last commercial that you play, which I'm shocked that you played that commercial. I'm sitting here listening to it, and I'm like, oh, my God. But I now know why. And I got a lot of hate mail from a lot of angry white people because they didn't listen to the entire article, the context of the article. Instead, they just focused on saying that I was a white apologist and that I was, I hated whites. You know, some didn't know I'm white. Some did know that I was white. And saying that I was calling white people stupid and ignorant, which is not what I did in the article at all. I was simply stating the facts that the reason why I was wrong about Trump not winning and Trump trying to help Hillary to win was because I severely underestimated the largest voting bloc in America. And that largest voting bloc is blue-collared white Americans, uneducated, as the government has them. Me, I'm a 40 to 50-year-old white educated man. That's the voting bloc that I belong in. Okay? So politicians, when they go to districts, the reason why some people get upset, say, well, why is a politician talking like this and saying these things in this district or this city or this town, but they go over here and they say something completely different? It's because of these voting blocks. They tailor their speeches to fit a blue-collar city, you know, a white-collar city, educated, uneducated, rural, urban. They tailor them to win votes. That's what politicians do.
Well, okay, I see a lot of what you're saying is right on the mark. The uneducated piece, I'd like to go at that little chunk and say they've all watched too much Fox News, CNN. They don't know history whatsoever, right? They think that we need to go over to the Middle East and just, you know, drone the heck out of them because we don't want to get our boots on the ground. And then they go, well, okay, I've just killed a whole bunch. Just, you know, but we need to. Our job is really educating people, right? And saying again, no, this is how it started. Mm-hmm. We were in a war, and you're going to correct me if I'm wrong, Issa, Doc, whatever, Alan. We were in a war, Cold War, with Russia, and they were in Afghanistan, and they were trying to, you know, encroach and do all this other stuff, and we didn't want that. It led, at least that's how the story goes. We ended up funding a group called the Mujahideen, arming them. And that whole little seed in there created this whole counterculture within the Islamic community. Now I'll go directly to you. Is that true or is that false, Issa?
Well, no, I mean, that's just one aspect of it. I mean, it's not just regional to Afghanistan. You have to understand that they're just the same as in the 80s, the late 70s and 80s, we were in South America, changing regimes, you know, putting puppet, politicians into power in South America. They also began doing this in the 80s. Well, in the 90s in the Middle East. So it wasn't just Africa. You got to think about
it. No. I'm going that particular direction for a reason. You know, okay. U.S. has been doing this a long damn time. Right. You know, they're really a specialty of banana republics. This has been around. Bernays was beautiful in his ability to overthrow a company or a country and turn it into a company. But my whole thing is, at this point,
you talk about the creation of extremism.
The creation of good words, man. Good words.
Actually, that goes back to the 50s, to be quite honest with you. That goes back to the late 40s and early 50s in Saudi. Most people don't understand the creation of extremism. And I'll give you a real brief history. And you can research this, people that's listening. And you can find this to be true. But the Saud family were just barbaric landowners that owned a vast amount of land in Saudi Arabia in the 20s and the 30s. Okay? And they were a tribe. They just warred with other tribes. And there was actual a king, King Abdullah, who was the actual king of Saudi Arabia. And at that time, in the 20s, the 30s, the 40s, up until the early 50s, around 1953, supported by Great Britain, supported by the United States. But what happened was that King Abdullah saw the games beginning to play with the reversal of support for this Saud family, who had tried to conquer Saudi for many times. This family of Sauds had tried to conquer many times. And so basically, Abdullah had basically told the Brits, as well as America, that, you know, we survived off goat milk, or camel milk, actually, and in the desert as we don't need the oil. We don't need to sell the oil. We'll leave the oil on the ground, and we'll go back to living that way. We lived that way for thousands of years. So he began to change his opinion of involvement of Westerners being involved in there. And this is where England and America began to support Saud. But Saud couldn't do it on their own. The Saud family actually needed a way to be able to control their family. So a guy of Ibn Wahab, who was kicked out of his own country of Jeddah because he had this extreme interpretation of Islam. I mean, most, you know, this extremist version of Islam, which is what is now called Wahhabism. And so what the Saud family did was they welcomed this debunked scholar, if you would, this defrocked scholar. He was no longer, this Ibn Wahhab was no longer viewed as a scholar because of his extreme interpretations of Islam. But the Saud family accepted him in and implemented Wahhabism in the territories that they could control. Once America and England started to support with weapons, they were able to assassinate the true king of Saudi Arabia, and also created the beginning of the petrodollar and the control of the economics around the world through the Saud family. Then they spread that through the rest of the Middle East, where the rest of juicy oil is, by expanding their relationships, by marrying into Bahrain and Qatar and Abu Dhabi and Sharjah and all the other United Emirates states, so that this Wahhabism, this extreme interpretation of Islam, could be then implemented in these countries. Now, the ringleader, fast forward to what Zeke's talking about here in Afghanistan, he happened to be an heir of the Sauds. We're talking about Osama bin Laden. He was a cousin of the royal family. And he had that form of Wahhabism, which is what brought the Mujahideen to the Taliban that we know about today.
So, in Arabia. This was the whole Lawrence of Arabia thing in Arabia once again. He's the one who went in there and riled all these up and got all these factions going. Was it not?
Correct.
Yeah. Correct. You know, we've been getting this Hollywood version of Lawrence of Arabia. You know that he was this great guy that went in there to help calm the savages and all this stuff. And the whole thing just a farce, of course.
Absolutely. It was just another way of Western countries implementing and putting somebody in power into a region that benefited corporations and our countries. This was just another way that they did it. And they used the fact that the Saud tribe had been warring with the rightful heir for the king in Saudi Arabia. And so, so you have to go just a little bit further than, back than the 1970s to show the creation of this extremist mentality, which from there has sprung since the 1950s up till now, has sprung offshoots of that extremist interpretation. I mean, it's no different. Look at Christianity. The heart of Christianity is not what the KKK has done. It's not what the Nazi Party did. It's not what Westboro does today. All right, Catholicism, Hinduism, Buddhism. I mean, the heart of Buddhism is not what they do in Myanmar. You know, beheading Muslims and killing the Rohingyas. Causing a refugee crisis there in Burma, or Myanmar as they call it now. these are extremist views by leaders, and then you create, back to Islam, you know, you create the Taliban, which eventually the Mujahideen became the Taliban, and then you create Al-Qaeda, which is what Osama bin Laden, you know, offshoot took and created and spread, you know, satellites all through North Africa and Middle East.
One thing about you're talking about the Rohingya over there in Myanmar. You know, the funny thing about that was I used to have a channel on the satellite that I get here that was a Myanmar channel, and one day I was sitting here watching, and Hillary Clinton, when she was the Secretary of State, showed up over there with her daughter Chelsea, and they were over there doing some humanitarian mission, bringing water purification tablets or something to them over there. And 2 weeks after that is when all this slaughter of the Rohingya Muslims started. 2 weeks after Hillary was over there. Coincidence? Maybe so.
No, I don't believe so. I mean, because you guys, everybody listening, think about this. Who benefits from Gaddafi no longer in power of a country that had the largest oil reserves in North Africa? Who benefits from all of this turmoil in Iraq, the third largest oil producing country in the world? Who benefits from sanctions and a stranglehold on the second largest oil producing country in the world, Iran? Who benefits from having cornered the market on oil? Who benefits from that?
Of course, it's the corporations. It's everything.
But I'm talking about companies. Countries, not companies. Okay. What country benefits from cornering the market?
Man, there's so many countries that benefit. I mean, there's Israel, there's the United States, there's Saudi. Well, not really the Saudis. You know, they really are trading with our money, so they really have a whole bunch of fiat nothing. But yeah, the Israelis and the U.S., the Saudis are puppets.
Yeah, well, I'm not saying that the Saudis aren't puppets, but Saudi exports not just oil, but they export this Wahhabist ideology over the last, you know, 50 years, okay, in order to create turmoil in competing countries that would be able to put their oil on the market, that would be able to reduce the expense of oil, all right? The cost of oil would go down if you had Iraq, Iran, Libya. If you had these other countries putting their oil on the market, because your supply would be going up, therefore the cost would go down. So this is how you have those countries you named, Israel and England and America. You know why Saudi is so for this happening. Some people have asked me that. Well, why would Saudi hurt their own Muslims or hurt their own people or do all this? Well, because they're human and they're greedy. That's why.
No.
I mean, that's why. It benefits them financially if they're the main contenders, them and their family from the neighboring Gulf countries, because it's all in the family. Do you know by 2020, 50% of Saudi will be illiterate? The men, 50% of the men in Saudi will be illiterate.
They have no school or what?
They're not investing any of it. We think we have a problem here with the 1% getting all the wealth. The Saud family, one family is the wealth in Saudi Arabia.
Mm.
And they do not invest in it. So, and it benefits them because it helps them to be able to push and export this extremist ideology of Islam, Wahhabism, when you have 50% of your men illiterate. They cannot read the Quran. They cannot read the true traditions of the Prophet. They cannot learn how a Muslim is supposed to treat their family, treat their neighbors, treat non-Muslims. They don't learn the proper and correct way, Islamic way to do these things, because they're illiterate. So the only way that they know how to do these things is when it is a state-sponsored interpretation, which is Wahhabism. So here you have 50% of the population of Saudi men are illiterate, and then they go out, not just staying in Saudi, but they go to other places. They bring this ideology with them.
Hmm. Hey, do you You know, do you currently bump into different people with more extremist-leaning views? I know you have your usual, you know, friends and family and so forth, but there's been a lot of new people around here. Do you see that a lot? Because we're told they're everywhere.
Here in America, no. I mean, I'm fortunate. I've been all over the country. I've met millions of Muslims in my life. I have met Salafis, which are more conservative. I guess you would call them maybe, I'm trying to compare them to Christians, you know, your conservative Christians, like your Baptists maybe. Mm. But not extremists to the point, not extremists, just conservative. Okay. I meet them, but I do not meet here in America. I have never met any Wahhabists thinking people. Now, I have met them through, like, I got to debate Anjem Chowdhury, for example. I don't know if you're familiar with him.
No, but go on.
Anjem Chowdhury was a Fox News favorite that whenever they wanted to push this agenda that Islam wants Sharia law and all that, they would call him to come on the show. And he was an extremist in mentality. And I got to debate him on the Glazov show.
Okay, that's the music. Short segment coming up in hour two. Your calls are welcome. 1-800-313-9443.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck. Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck. Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, welcome back. Hey, Republic of Texas Radio, we got a short segment coming up before the top of the hour. We are talking about, well, Wahhabism, right? And the radical is leaf that came to us from, well, the Saudis, or a failed prophet, not even a prophet, I'm sorry, that was wrong, a failed scholar and his teachings. It seems to have, well, proliferated and grown. And I was just talking to Issa Hodge about interacting with people with such radical beliefs. And we're told that there are tens of thousands, hundreds and millions of them all in big pockets in Texas, Minnesota, and Wisconsin. I think that's where they're supposedly staying. And I really, the press doesn't usually cover these kind of things, even if they really did exist. We're told that they exist in Paris and a lot of other places in Europe and in England, and then they can show you videos and stuff like that. But then we'd be armchair quarterbacking that whole thing. My big question is, well, we know that there's some this thing called Wahhabism, but aren't we just stoking fueled on the fire with all of our actions? As well, if you want to call the United States a nation, we sit there and every single bomb we drop over in the Middle East, every country you overthrow in the Middle East, just gives them more ground to come after you. And it seems to me that if we just took away the fuel, that something would happen. I don't know. Am I wrong there, Issa?
No, I mean, you think about that. I mean, especially us here in America, you know, it took just a simple 3% tax on one product for half of 1.6 million colonists to rise up against the largest navy the world had ever known and one of the greatest empires the world had ever known. And that was taxation. That wasn't bombs and killings and things of this nature. So you could imagine, you know, if you've got decades, we're not talking about, I mean, most people's memory, you know, only goes back 15 years, but we're going back to the late 70s with the, you know, the U.S. backing, you know, Iraq, Saddam Hussein against Ayatollah in Iran. All right, you know, pitting Sunni against Shia, you know, and fast forwarding, you know, all through the 80s and 90s and 2000s, you know, and then so you have this constant meddling, and most nations will rectify themselves even when they have a brutal dictator. It happens. I mean, it's happened throughout history numerous times. We're a living example of how half of 1.6 million colonists can overthrow and throw out a tyrannical leader, an oppressive, you know, leader. But instead, we go under the guise, our government goes under the guise of, oh, we're going there for democracy and help them to be able to earn their, get their rights and things of this nature, and without any regard to, you know, the cannon fodder. You know, the damage that's going to be done. So you, I mean, just imagine, listeners, imagine you're sitting at home and you're having breakfast with your family and a bomb drops and you survive. Are you going to love the people that just bombed your house, or are you going to be angry with them?
Exactly. We're creating the circumstances that are currently happening. Yeah. Yeah. I know. I'd be pissed off as hell. I'd be going out and fighting who did it.
Yep.
Okay, that's the music. Well, it's the first hour, folks. We've got another 60 minutes left. Hang in there. We'll be right back.
Little blessing in this life. Had a more intimate connection with the spirit world. Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl. Life is us, my friends.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Nature'sYouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to Nature'sYouth.com. That's Nature'sYouth.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcast.